In her opening remarks, Clark said she wants to help build a society where her 16-year-old son would not face discrimination and bias.
I remain committed to the promise of working every day to build a world of equal opportunity for all, a world where no 16-year-old is the target of hateful language, a world where no young man is racially profiled. I dream of a world that values his mind, his heart, and his exceptional soccer skills.
Clark grew up the daughter of Jamaican immigrants. She began her career as a Justice Department lawyer, enforcing civil rights laws and investigating police brutality cases. She continued that work at the NAACP Legal Defense Fund. She's currently head of the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights. Republicans on the committee have come out strongly against Clark's nomination. They've cited an article she wrote in the wake of the George Floyd killing and the subsequent call for transferring some resources away from police and towards social programs like homelessness and mental health services. Iowa Republican Ranking Member Chuck Grassley addressed the article in his remarks.
I'm sure that we'll hear the usual refrain today that nominees don't really mean it when they say defund the police, but the fact is, it was said. Is Ms. Clark going to use her perch in the Civil Rights Division to strategically defund the police by other means?
When asked, Clark said she doesn't support defunding the police.
I do support finding strategies to ensure that law enforcement can carry out their jobs more safely and effectively, and channeling resources to emotional health treatment and other severely under-resourced areas, I think, is one path forward.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz, however, came back to Clark's article and had this exchange.
Do you really believe defund the police is a unifying call?
I don't support defund the police.
I'm reading from your article. Do you disagree with your article?
As Clark began to answer the question again that she didn't support defunding the police, Cruz jumped in again, which prompted Democratic Judiciary Committee Chair Dick Durbin of Illinois to enter the fray.
There's a rise in hate crimes and extremism.
Ms. Clark, you know you're testifying under oath here.
Please allow her to...
You just said
Senator
a moment
Cruz,
ago.
Senator Cruz, please allow her to complete her answers.
Clark continued, clarifying her statement.
You wrote those words. Do you agree with those words today?
Without the power of the purse string, I wrote those words. But President Biden is committing more resources to police, and I think that's a great thing, Senator.
Republicans referred to Clark's invitation as an undergraduate at Harvard back in the 1990s of anti-Semitic speaker Tony Martin to speak before a student group she headed. She apologized after that event, saying she didn't know about his views. Her would-be boss at the DOJ, Attorney General Merrick Garland, who is Jewish, has endorsed her nomination, as have dozens of state and national Jewish groups. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.